debut on CBS in the 8 p.m. Wednesday time slot.
After watching heavy promotions of the new show on the Viacom-owned MTV and VH1 cable channels, ABC decided to crush it from the outset by using the heavy artillery of Millionaire. ABC added an additional episode of Millionaire, already running on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, to the 8 p.m. Wednesday time slot. Survivor was exactly the show that Mark Burnett and Charlie Parsons had pitched to ABC, right down to the desert island setting, actually the Malaysian island of Pulau Tiga, and the tribal council setting with tiki torches that looked like they might have been purchased at the nearest Kmart. The 16 contestants, carefully chosen for their demographic mix, contended with bugs, rats, contrived physical challenges, and one another's treachery in a Darwinian contest to outlast one another. Whether this was reality in any true sense of the word was open to question, but it was undeniably unlike anything ever seen before on American network television, far more original and risky than the game show with a reality twist, Millionaire. The overnight ratings from the eagerly watched head-to-head matchup between Survivor and Millionaire stunned Disney executives, including Eisner and Iger, who claimed never to have heard of the program until it showed up on the CBS schedule. ABC claimed victory with 16.8 million viewers for Millionaire, but Survivor not only managed to attract 15.5 million viewers, an astounding number for an unknown summer replacement, but it beat Millionaire in the critical 18 to 34-year-old demographic most coveted by advertisers. Millionaire failed to deliver a knockout punch, and a barrage of press hailed Survivor as the breakout hit of the summer. Was its debut a one-time event and ratings fluke? While top ABC and Disney officials ducked questions, it fell to ABC spokesman Kevin Brockman to argue the case that Survivor is a good stunt, but it's a stunt. The next week, on June 6th, ABC again programmed an episode of Millionaire directly against Survivor. The results were devastating to ABC. Millionaire shed 1 million viewers, while Survivor jumped to 19 million. ABC abruptly canceled the following week's episode, and 2 weeks later, Millionaire lapsed into summer reruns, leading the Washington Post to report that Survivor had demolished Millionaire. Over the summer, Survivor became a national fixation. One contestant, Richard Hatch, became an instant celebrity when he came out of the closet in episode 2 and then went on to defeat former Navy SEAL Rudy Bosch and river guide Kelly Wigglesworth. Amid an avalanche of press, intellectuals struggled to define the appeal of the new reality genre. You grudgingly have to admit it's a lot more interesting than another episode of Friends or Frasier, Robert Thompson, a professor at Syracuse University, told the Washington Post. It's a cross between a frat party, a Club Med vacation, and a Girl Scout campout. In its final episode in August, Survivor attracted an audience of 50 million, easily surpassing the peak episode of Millionaire and larger than any other program except the Super Bowl. At Disney and ABC, the euphoria of the previous spring vanished with stunning speed, even before Braun, Bloomberg, and their colleagues had a chance to savor their success. Millionaire's defeat at the hands of Survivor was humiliating. For Andrea Wong and Lloyd Braun, who had championed